Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, more than 11 million pets came into our homes during the pandemic. That's a lot of pets. And so there's a new generation of pet parents. Maybe they're not familiar with what to do around the holidays, but they might be giving some gifts to their pets this holiday season. And in fact, a lot of us do. Petco certified dog trainer Chloe Sternlight is with us with some tips to help us keep our pets safe and happy this holiday season. Chloe, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, you bet. What's different about this holiday season that has really so many pet parents kind of excited to celebrate with their pets this year?
Yeah, I think that this holiday season is extra special because it's the first holiday season in a while that we may be able to spend time with our family members and friends in person, which is really exciting. And for those 11 million new pets that have entered the home since the start of the pandemic, this may be their first time celebrating the holiday with all of their family and friends, their first time meeting them. And for our pets who have been around a while, this may be an opportunity for them to have a reunion with friends and family members they may not have seen in a long time. Which is, of course, cause to celebrate. And in the survey we conducted, we've got 80% of our pet parents who have actually said that they are more excited to spend this holiday season with their pet than their human family member. So we're just incredibly excited to be celebrating with our pets, celebrating them, celebrating a holiday together and this holiday season.
Well, what do we need to keep in mind for holiday season when it comes especially to holiday foods and decorations that can pose a risk to our pets? What should we be watching out for there?
Absolutely. I mean, when we're looking at our decorations, there are quite a few things that could potentially pose a risk to our pets, right? Tinsel, small ornaments that could break, little bits and bobs from gifts. We've got plants like holly and mistletoe that could be risky. And then we also have items that are on our tables and on our plates, right? Food items that I would say are big no-nos for our pets. We've got turkey skin, turkey bones, onions, sweets, you know, sugary sweets that are on our desserts table, spicy or iced foods, all of those could potentially pose a risk. Of course, to get a better understanding of what those foods may be, I always recommend partnering with a veterinarian. They're going to really be able to walk you through those holiday no-nos. But I am also going to recommend that you utilize things that are specifically tailor-made for pets, like our merrymaking dog cupcakes that we have this season, our rawhide-free alternative chews, as well as wholehearted treats to keep your pet feeling fun and festive for this holiday season.
For sure. Now, you know, as far as training tips, because behavioral issues certainly can creep up, especially if we have new people, new to our pets coming over to the house, what do we have to think about there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've got new people coming in that may be new to your pet specifically, or, you know, to the pet parent's pet specifically. So you want to think about who those people might be, and what this holiday may look like. So might it be, a gathering, a party that you're going to or that you have in your home? You're going to want to make sure you try to get those introductions done in small doses and prepare your pet for what's to come this holiday season. And also think about areas where your pet can retreat to and relax, right? Help them chill out on a mat or a bed or in their crate to really help them decompress when there's a lot of hubbub going around. And of course, we always want to positively reinforce behaviors that we want to see our pets doing this season. So relaxing on their bed, sitting by you rather than, again, knocking down that tree or rifling through those gifts. And we're going to also always recommend, again, to partner with your veterinarian and or a dog trainer to really get a better understanding of these potential behavioral challenges, as well as coming on to Petco to do some dog training classes with us. We've got Petco positive dog training, so we're rooted in positive reinforcement-based training to help our pet parents learn what to reinforce and how to get started on this journey with their pet.
Fantastic. That is so, so good. And, you know, it is easy to get caught up in spoiling our own pets, but there are so many pets and shelters in need. How can we give back?
Absolutely. The holiday season is the best time to give back. And so we want to make sure our pet parents have options to do that. One of the ways you can give back is donating at your local pet care center, where you can donate with the rest of your goodies that you're purchasing for the holiday season at your register. And you can also donate by taking a photo with Santa and your pet, where you can get a cute keepsake. And that donation goes to Petco Love. So we've got a lot of really lovely ways for our pet parents to be able to donate, feel good doing it, and get a little something in return too.
That is awesome. And where can we go for more info?
Absolutely. So head over to petco.com/holiday for more tips on this year's top gifts and tips for your pets, as well as our Facebook Live event that's actually happening tomorrow, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time with celebrities and pet parents Sarah Hyland and Wells Adams. Very exciting. It's going to be on Petco's Facebook again tomorrow, December 8th at 7:30 Eastern Time.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.